Hachette Audio presents Fish, the Biography. Written by Park Pewterbaugh. Read by John Glushevich. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of supplementary material. Dedication to the Troubadours from Gamehenge. Preface. My Fish Story. When I first met fish in 1995, I knew too little about them even to have preconceptions, positive or negative. For me, writing about fish looked to be another fun assignment for Rolling Stone, which I was doing a lot of at the time. And as a freelance music writer, I was simply grateful for work. While I might have preferred hanging out with REM or Robin Hitchcock, you could send me on the road with anyone. Well, maybe not Molly Hatchet or Wasp. Then and now, I love nothing more than traveling around and talking to musicians who tend to be interesting and colorful even when their music isn't to my liking. And so, I was excited at the prospect of flying to Vermont both to spend time with fish and to hike to the top of Mount Mansfield. To prepare, I acquired their catalog and began listening. I started with the most recent releases, Hoist, 1994, and Rift, 1993. It didn't take long to realize how exceptional these albums were. I couldn't have predicted anything like this. Hoist was all energy, speed, and color. Rift was a deep, dreamy concept album about an unraveling relationship. The music was original and bracing, uncategorizable, and without obvious influences. I marveled at the complexity and depth of songs like Maze, Mound, Julius, and It's Ice, as well as the lyrical cunning. Chagrin at my ignorance quickly turned to delight at the realization that there was a whole motherload of fish music to dig up and discover. The studio albums were just the tip of the iceberg, as all manner of concert tapes and CDs circulated within Fish World. My mounting interest in Fish's music was further fired once I saw my first concerts. Red Rocks, Morrison, Colorado, June 1995, both nights. As it turned out, I had plenty more opportunities to see and speak to Fish as the assignment became a lengthy, quixotic undertaking. It languished in editorial inventory as a new regime in Rolling Stone's music department sat on the story, uncertain about what to do with it or whether to publish it at all. But Fish...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?